USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Putin's war rages on in Ukraine, civilian casualties mount in Mariupol as conditions worsen without food and water. Satellite images show Russian army convoy near Kyiv has largely dispersed to the surrounding areas, just under 10 miles from the Ukrainian capital. Facebook and Instagram loosened some hate speech restrictions amid the Russian invasion, allowing users to vent about the war in Europe. The latest consumer price index numbers, 7.9% over the past 12 months ending in February, show just how widely inflation pressures have spread over the past year. The pandemic fiscal stimulus is done. The Federal Reserve will start raising interest rates next week, tightening financial conditions. The White House is warning a frustrated Putin has the resources to launch chemical weapons in Ukraine.
That they not only have the capacity, they have a history of using chemical and biological weapons.
Jen Psaki from the White House Lectern. USA Radio News.
While the economy is uncertain, possibilities to save money remain. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. Even in these trying times, a cash out refinance could be the light to your path. Home values are rising and interest rates are following, so don't hesitate to make a move to do a cash out refinance now.
Let us check some numbers and see if you can save or if it might make sense to hold tight. It starts with a phone call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We guarantee a thorough check of the numbers, the market, and your obligations to determine the best path. Give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. For more than 20 years, we've helped families save, just like we'll help you too. Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
As we are in the middle of tax season for most Americans, the IRS has been reporting a backlog at the department causing delays in returns. Not to worry, more IRS agents are on the way.
The IRS is hiring 10,000 new employees in an attempt to handle a backlog of tax returns. They will add 5,000 in the next couple of months, with another 5,000 by the end of the year. The agency has over 23 million unprocessed forms and requests that need to be attended to, with the goal to get that number down to 1 million by the end of the year. The IRS has already begun paying mandatory overtime to over 6,000 employees, as well as hiring contractors.
That's Tim Berg reporting. Emilio Delgado, the actor portraying Luis on Sesame Street, has reportedly passed away Thursday at the age of 81 in New York. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, President Putin is claiming World War III and nuclear weapons to any nation that interferes. This week, the White House is now using words like chemical weapons. Spokesperson Jen Psaki from the White House Lectern.
Well, they have a large biological and chemical weapons program, so it's a pattern, but they also have the capacity. Well, I'm not going to get into specific intelligence. We look at all of those factors. And we also know, and one of the reasons, one of the main issue that prompted my Twitter thread yesterday was that Russia has a history also of inventing outright lies like this, which is the suggestion that the United States has a chemical and biological weapons program, or Ukraine does, that they're operating. Russia is the one, is the country that has a chemical and biological weapons program. So the objective was to make clear the inaccuracy of the information, the misinformation they're trying to put out, and make clear to the world that they not only have the capacity, they have a history of using chemical and biological weapons, and that in this moment we should have our eyes open for that possibility.
NASA will hold a press conference Monday, March 14th, to discuss the upcoming debut of the agency's Mega Moon rocket and integrated spacecraft for the automated Artemis 1 lunar mission. The Artemis missions will begin a long-term lunar presence and serve as a way station on the way to Mars. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.